KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was a case of self-defense. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says about the fatal shooting of a motorist in Minneapolis by an ICE agent. She says agents were trying to enforce federal immigration law amid constant bullying by demonstrators who had been shadowing them all day. As for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's claim that the feds refused to cooperate with the state.
And that's simply not true. He said that to me on the phone, too. So I'll get him the documentation that he needs so that he knows that we would love to coordinate with him. He doesn't give us access to any information on criminals, let us know who he's detained, doesn't honor our detainers, and has individuals and criminals in his jurisdiction that he won't turn over.
Minnesota Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says the fatal shooting is an example of why federal agents should not try to enforce immigration law in the city.
We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis.
And President Trump is chiming in on the situation.
After watching eyewitness video of the incident, the president described it as a horrible thing to watch. In a social media post, he then claimed, without evidence, that the woman behind the wheel was obviously a professional agitator. The president also said the woman viciously ran over the ICE officer, even though video from the scene does not show any federal agents being run over by the vehicle. The president blamed the radical left for assaulting federal agents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Denmark is welcoming a chance to meet next week with Secretary of State Rubio to discuss the Trump administration's renewed interest in acquiring Greenland. The longest-serving Democrat in Congress, Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer, is set to announce he's retiring at the end of his term. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 170 points, and this is SRN News. Wyoming's highest court has struck down two pro-life laws. Correspondent Bill Alexander has details.
Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court ruled that two laws barring the procedure violate the state constitution. One of the laws included the country's first explicit ban on abortion pills. Even though Wyoming is one of the most conservative states, the court's 4-1 ruling was unsurprising. Justices upheld every previous lower court ruling that the abortion bans violated the state constitution. Bill Alexander reporting.
Millions of people around the world celebrated Orthodox Christmas yesterday, nearly 2 weeks after much of the rest of the world marked the day. Certain Eastern Orthodox churches, including those in Russia and other traditions, follow the ancient Julian calendar, which runs 13 days later than the Gregorian calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches, as well as by much of the secular world. This is SRN News. The government is out with its latest set of dietary guidelines.
Federal health officials released the 2025 through 2030 U.S. dietary guidelines for Americans on Wednesday. They advise eating more whole foods and protein, fewer highly processed foods, and less added sugar. They also recommend full-fat dairy and healthy fats from sources like avocados, nuts, and olive oil. The guidelines offer advice for healthy eating and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. Research shows most Americans don't follow the advice. Bob Agner reporting.
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is shutting down in May after its owners cited financial losses. Block Communications made the announcement yesterday. A couple dozen union members just recently went back to work after a strike that lasted for 3 years. The Post-Gazette has a long-time presence in Pittsburgh, tracing its roots back to 1786. More details, SRNNews.com.